You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. The FDA is preparing to authorize Pfizer-BioNTech shots for 12 to 15-year-olds. It could happen as early as next week. They would do this by amending the existing emergency use authorization. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel will then meet shortly after to review data and make its recommendations. While this will open up vaccination to millions more Americans, some are raising questions about vaccinating a group where there are fewer serious cases of COVID-19, while so much of the world doesn't yet have access to shots. The drug maker also expects to apply for authorization for children ages 2 to 11 in September. The COVID-19 pandemic is still far from over, but efforts are underway to devise new strategies for preventing the next one. The Rockefeller Foundation is building a pandemic prevention institute that will look for global patterns within national repositories of genomic and social data thanks to a $1 billion investment toward COVID recovery. And next month, Cambridge University's Trinity Challenge will dole out its first awards for projects that harness data to identify and address public health crises. And the delegation from India has gone into self-isolation at a G7 foreign ministers meeting in London after two officials tested positive for COVID-19. The meeting was meant to serve as a test run for the in-person G7 leaders meeting scheduled for next month. All of the officials in attendance have been tested every day and have stayed masked and socially distanced while gathering indoors. The Indian delegation is now isolating in a hotel and participating in meetings virtually. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.